Job 1:1. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and eschewed evil. We meet the man who is the subject of this book right at the beginning. When it says he was perfect, it means he had integrity or that he was blameless. He was upright in all of his dealings with others, and he had a proper reverence and respect for God, carefully avoiding and turning away from sin. These things are important to remember about Job as we read the account of his life. There can't be any doubt that these things were true about Job. God himself affirms them, and they are most thoroughly tested throughout this book. If you stop to consider, this is a wonderful way for the story of any man's life to begin. This person's character has been comprehensively altered by a relationship with and reverence for God, which keeps him from evil actions and makes him an honest citizen and businessman. I wonder if a retelling of our story would begin in a similar way. If not, perhaps observing Job's example in this book will be helpful in making it so. Job 1:1. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and eschewed evil.